if you pull up the weeds, you might uproot the wheat along with them. The other day, while I was pulling up weeds from around our tomato plants, I thought to myself, even when these tomatoes were much younger and definitely much, much smaller than they are right now, I could easily tell what was weed and what wasn't. What's more, I thought, as well as I can remember, I've never uprooted a tomato plant, or any other garden plant for that matter, by pulling up weeds. Which made me wonder, how many of us who are familiar with the parable of the weeds in the field, and who, like me, have never uprooted a crop while pulling up weeds, have wondered, what exactly is going on here with the weeds and the wheat? Today, I'd like to talk about two things the parable about weeds and wheat can teach us. First, scholars tell us that a first century Palestinian would have known that Jesus was referring to a wheat called bearded darnel. In its early stages, this weed, they say, so closely resembles wheat that it's virtually impossible to distinguish one from the other. By hinting at the indistinguishability of these plants, Jesus is teaching, I believe, that it can be hard for us to distinguish between those who are good in God's eyes and those who are not. Think about the Pharisees and the tax collectors of his time. The Pharisees were avid students and passionate teachers of the law. A good thing, I would say. And the tax collectors, these were Jews who often overcharged their fellow Jews and pocketed the surplus. Not such a good thing. But listen to this familiar passage from Luke. Two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. O God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I pay tithes on my whole income. Let me pause for just a moment and say, you know what this reminds me of? It reminds me of something we just heard in today's second reading. We do not know how to pray as we ought. How true that seems to be for this Pharisee. The story continues, but the tax collector stood off at a distance and would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and cried, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Jesus said, I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. How many of us have been guilty of labeling people as good or bad without knowing all the facts? I know I have. It can be hard for us to distinguish between those who are truly good and those who are not. So, the best thing for us to do is let God be the judge. Let them grow together until harvest. In its early stages, bearded darnel does closely resemble wheat. However, once the seed heads are in place, the plants are distinguishable. By then, though, they say their roots can be so intertwined that the weeds cannot be pulled up without seriously risking uprooting the wheat. In other words, if the weeds are pulled up before harvest, there's a very good chance the wheat will be destroyed. The second thing the parable about weeds and wheat teaches is what kind of judge God is. God waits till harvest time to separate the weeds from the wheat, which is another way of seeing what we hear in that familiar passage from Matthew we call the judgment of nations. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne, and all the nations will be assembled before him, and he will separate them one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." How does God judge? In today's first reading, we heard that God judges with clemency, meaning mercifully. A few verses earlier, in the section that comes just before the one that was in our first reading, we learn what this means. "You have mercy on all, for you overlook sins for the sake of repentance." We all make mistakes, and sometimes those mistakes can be quite big. But thank God, the wheat and the weeds are not separated until the harvest. In the end, we will be judged, not by any single act or even by a particular period in our lives, but by our whole lives. But in order for God to overlook our sins for the sake of repentance, we must be like that tax collector who humbly cried to him, saying, "O God, be merciful to me, a sinner." Our God is a merciful God. But make no mistake about it, he does not endlessly tolerate unholiness. There will be a harvest, at which time, as we heard in today's gospel reading, the weeds will be tied into bundles for burning. Brothers and sisters, as we discern how we might amend our own lives to conform to what this parable teaches, let's consider heeding the words of the prophet Isaiah. "Seek the Lord and his forgiveness," I would add, "while they may be found."